Continuing our coverage of local and state elections, joining me by phone is James Lamborn. He's running for the House of Representatives in District 28. James, thanks so much for taking a moment to chat with me.
Yes, Jolene. Thank you for having me.
So, James, tell us a little about yourself, and then, of course, the million-dollar question is, what prompted you to get into this race?
Sure. So, I live here in American Falls. For the last year and a half or so, I've been the vice chair of the Power County GOP Central Committee. My wife, Misty, is the state committee woman. So we've been pretty engaged in local politics down here in Southeast Idaho. And for really since, I guess, the last two sessions now, I've been paying very close attention to the voting records of our representatives down here, our two legislators and our senator. And I'm a Republican, Jolynn, so I've been a Republican for 20 years. I consider myself a traditional Republican, which consists of constitutionalism and conservatism, and at least a healthy respect for Christendom, for Christian morality. That is what I consider to be a traditional Republican. And unfortunately, all three of our representatives are not voting in any way, shape, or form in that manner. I don't feel like they're actually representing the Republican Party. I think just a 5 or 10 minute study of their voting records the last couple sessions will tell you they actually represent the Democrat Party. And listen, if you're a Democrat, if that's how you see the world, great, good on you. Then run as a Democrat. But I fear these guys have made, especially my opponent, Rick Cheatham, has made the cold political calculation to run as a Republican because he wants nothing more than to be a career politician versus a public servant and a Republican representative.
So as you look at everything, clearly I can see you've got some concerns about what's happening in terms of lawmakers and votes. As you look at the big issues facing the state of Idaho, what do you think is number one on your list?
Well, I guess I have sort of a twofold answer there. I'd say, first and foremost, the sort of problem that creates all other problems is kind of what I just touched upon. I think it's false representation within the Republican Party. There's a move afoot to hire or to promote and promulgate politicians in Southeast Idaho, really in East Idaho especially, that are not Republicans by any identifiable measure. These are Democrats. And there's a lot of money and a lot of organization around these guys trying to get them seated within both the House of Representatives and the Senate in the state of Idaho. I think there's a concerted effort to turn our once red state into a blue state. And they're doing it not by winning the hearts and minds of their voters. They're not doing it in the arena of ideas or by healthy, robust debates. They're doing it through deception and false party affiliation. I think people are so used to just voting Republican, they're not paying attention, unfortunately. I think they're starting to wake up, though. They haven't been paying attention, close enough, to how these Republicans are actually voting, how they're behaving as they're supposedly representing us. And that leads me to, I guess, my biggest concern is the spending in our state. The federal dependency, we're almost 50% federal, our Idaho wealth. Each one of those dollars that we owe to the government comes with a string attached from the federal government. And this is Joe Biden's federal government. And we want absolutely nothing to do. We want no dependency upon Joe Biden or this federal government at all. So I think we're in really, really dangerous ground here with our...
And What message would you like to send out to voters? Because we're seeing this trend of people saying, my vote doesn't matter. They just kind of give up. What would you like voters to consider?
Yes, I love that. I love that you said that, JoLynn. Thank you, because you're exactly right. We've been campaigning for 5 months now. My district is Franklin County, Power County, and Bannock County, outside of most of Pocatello. And we are finding exactly what you said. There's a lot of just general apathy and sort of defeatedness among many of the voters. We were looking at 2 years ago, the last election, we were looking at the voter turnout. And in most of the towns in this district, it's abysmal. It's really, really low, especially Power County. Franklin County is quite engaged, but they could do better. Bannock County is also fairly engaged, but I think there's a lot of disappointment in Bannock from the conservative Republicans that live in that area because of sort of the betrayal of the GOP platform of conservative constitutional values by the Republican representatives down there, whether it be the guys in District 29, that's kind of Pocatello proper, whether it be the mayor of Pocatello, the city council of Pocatello. It affects all the outlying areas, even the areas that are actually District 28 in Bannock. And I think there's a little bit of malaise among the Republican voters. But Power County is by far the worst, I think. And like I said, JoLynn, I think people are starting to wake up to this stuff. It's becoming hard to ignore. I would say to them, listen, it's time to get engaged. There's a lot of really good tools to see how our representatives are actually behaving in these sessions, whether it's the Idaho Freedom Foundation or the Institute for the Legislative Analysis or the New American or any of the statewide GOP emails that are the letters that are sent out monthly. I mean, there's a lot of information there. And there really is a lot of energy to sort of take back our state and make it an authentic red state. So don't give up hope. That's what I would say. There are conservatives out here that are really working hard to represent conservative voters.
And how can people learn more about you and your campaign?
Sure. So my website is lamborneforidaho.com. There's a little bio there. You can learn sort of my general approach, my overall worldview. There's a link there to our Facebook and our Instagram and our X accounts, where we update it multiple times daily. We're tonight at the Senior Center in American Falls. The Power County GOP is having a candidates night. There's going to be many, many candidates in American Falls discussing what they plan to do.
All right. Well, James Lamborne, candidate for the House of Representatives in District 28, thanks for being here.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, JoLynn. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.